This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. You're listening to Generation Next with Emma, Lee and Em. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Very well, thank you.
So what have we got on the show tonight, guys?
Well, we've got a lot of chatting topics today, in addition to gay school, of course. We're going to be talking about random acts of kindness, bucks and hens nights, complaints, and Lee also is going to update us on some social events that he's been heading to.
Yes, the OMG I'm Queer launch that you attended this week.
It's quite exciting, actually.
Great. So we're about to hear an S Club 7 song, which is also Lee's little baby.
You made me do that.
Enjoy.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You certainly are listening to Joy 94.9. This is Generation Next. It is 7:10 p.m., and I'm joined by Em and Lee in the studio. We're going to talk about random acts of kindness, because last Monday I fainted on Bourke Street, and not a single bugger.
Which is quite a shame.
Tried to help me. So, guys, what's the last thing that you did that was super nice?
Hang on, why did you faint?
I think I was probably a bit hot.
Ah.
For those of you playing at home, I'm very, very pale.
Thanks for that mental image.
Yeah. Well, it's the truth. Yeah, it really did get me thinking, because I would like to say that I'd never step over someone who I thought was in need of help.
Did people step over you?
Well,
you wouldn't know. You would.
I wouldn't know. I was off with the Pixies. But I couldn't really think of something that I'd done that was really nice for a while.
So do you think maybe it's karma?
Oh, look, I clearly deserved it.
I don't know. I generally I find that I get stopped in the street and asked for directions a lot, to the point where, like, I've decided that this is the way that I'm going to feed back the karma, and I'll stop people who have a map for me, like, excuse me, do you need some help with? And sometimes I'm like, oh, I sound like such an idiot, but at other times, I don't know, I just think it's quite helpful. It's scary being lost.
And it's really rewarding, I think, to do things that are nice for other people. Probably last year, I offered someone some help because they seemed to have a lot of music equipment. And they were like, oh, thanks, I'm just going around the corner on the tram. And I ended up having to walk about 2 blocks in the heat with all this music equipment. And I was thinking, what am I doing? But it is really rewarding, I think, to do nice things for other people. So, yes, next week is Random Acts of Kindness Week. It's been crowned this by Generation Next. And everyone should try and do something really nice for someone.
So, you know what? I saw a lady pulled over on the side of the road and her car was smoking. And I thought, all right, I'll pull over. I don't know much about cars, but I'll pull over and see if she needs a hand. And she's like, oh, no, I'm good. I'm like, well, do you want me to call RACV? She's like, no, my brother's coming. I'm like, okay, do you know what the problem is? She's like, I could see smoke coming from the radiator. And I go, the one thing I do know is don't pull off the cap, because the water would just splurt up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? You might have prevented her from getting some serious burns. We'll be back right after these community service announcements.
Hai voglia di associarti con altre donne italiane? Arci Lesbica Australia is a social support group for Italian-Australian women who identify as lesbian, bisexual, gay, trans, intersex or queer. Arci Lesbica Australia holds regular events aimed at enriching our identity as non-heterosexual Italian-Australian women. Collegamento fra donne di origine italiana. Call 0408 137 037 or online at arcilesbicaaustralia.org.
Is food a problem for you?
Do you eat when you're not hungry?
Is food affecting the way you live? Overeaters Anonymous can help in a safe, welcoming environment. For more information on meetings and resources to help you take control of your life,
visit oa.org.au.
Hi, this is Kathy Freeman, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hi everyone, welcome to Generation Next. It is currently 17 minutes past 7 and you're with Emma, Em and Lee in the studio. We were just talking about random acts of kindness, guys, and I was thinking that if anyone wanted to tell us about their random acts of kindness, they could contact us.
Yes, they could.
That's a very good idea.
That's not an awkward segue at all. How can they go about doing that?
Well, I think they can SMS on 0427 Joy 949.
Pretty sure they could SMS.
And while they're at it.
So. And look, if you can't SMS, you can call in on 1300 Joy 949. That is Bluetooth enabled as well. So if you're in the car, you can call in.
Yes, because we don't want to hear from you if you're driving.
No, safety on the streets.
Exactly right. Email onair@joy.org. Oh my gosh, I'm losing my words now. .au.
And while you're at it, why don't you like us on Facebook?
Yay! I still can't remember what our Facebook page is called.
I don't think anyone really knows. All we do is we type Generation Next into the search bar on Facebook and hopefully we pop up.
Yes, and it's got a white background with Generation Next. I think it's in pink, is it?
It's a banner, yes. It is.
Yes.
You can also get in contact with us on Twitter, Gen Next Joy 949.
You sure can. And we actually update our Twitter quite frequently with lots of really interesting stories and stuff that...
I'm pretty sure I saw Em actually putting something on Twitter like just a couple of seconds ago. Were you doing that?
I might have been reading the Twitter feed.
See, guys, we do check it. Anyway, one of our host brothers, Matt, had a Bucks night on the weekend.
Yes, he was telling us all about it and how pumped up he was for it on the weekend last week.
And he was updating his Facebook about it. And it got me to thinking, have you guys been to a Bucks or a Hens night?
I've never attended a wedding, so no. Oh, actually, no. I think I've been to one hen's night, but yeah, never.
What do you think? Do you think they're a bit tragic and tacky, or do you think they're a really important step towards the marriage thing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of movies about it, but I haven't actually attended one, and it always ends up kind of naughty.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Well, I don't know about them. I think they can be a bit tacky.
Have you been to any, Emma?
No. So I guess I probably shouldn't be spouting my two cents.
Why do you think they can be a bit tacky?
Well, they always seem to end in games with condoms. I know the hens nights do. And a girl at work was saying to me on Friday, I said, oh, what are you doing on the weekend? She said, well, I'm organising hens night, so I've got to go to Condom Kingdom tonight. And I was like, why do the two go hand in hand?
But wouldn't you prefer if it's the last night of freedom that they're at least safe?
Yes.
Once again, safety on the street. Safe to leave.
Wow, Lee. No, that's you're right. You're right. I stand corrected. Another thing that I wanted to talk about with you guys is complaint handling at work, because the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission has recently let everyone know they've seen a rise in the complaints relating to sexuality and gender identity in workplaces and other scenarios as well. And it got me to thinking, why do you think more people are complaining?
We were talking before that perhaps people are feeling more comfortable and confident, perhaps within themselves, but perhaps also within a workplace situation, that they feel like they are able to kind of stand up for themselves and voice their opinion when they don't feel that they've been treated fairly. Yeah.
I say hoorah.
Yeah, I say hoorah as well. I think it's really important.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to know from you guys and from the listeners at home, if you have been a complainer or a complainee and how the situation was resolved. Because I know conflict management is quite a tricky one, and it's not always easy to know how to go about it. And there's a big difference between, or a big and a little difference between being assertive and being aggressive. Mm. So can you think of a situation where you've had to handle a complaint or you've been the object of a complaint?
I worked at a call centre where we had quite a few people complaining, just the people that we were calling constantly, and it was always kind of a difficult line to draw between. I don't know, if you're essentially providing a customer service and somebody has an issue with that, like how do you handle that to the best outcome of the company that you're working for? And what happens as well if you actually agree with the person who's making the complaint? And that's also kind of quite a difficult line to tread situation to be in. Yeah. But I don't know that I've actually ever personally made a complaint, unless it's, you know, waiter, there's a fly in my soup kind of thing.
I think that I used to be a team leader at a call centre as well. Uh-huh. And I had a few incidents where someone would come up and say, you know, I feel like I've been offended by X person, they've said something about me and I just didn't feel it was comfortable. And it's really hard to, I suppose, manage those situations as well, because you've got to kind of be the diplomat and be in the middle and say, okay, well, what actually happened here, and kind of, I suppose, problem solve the whole situation and make sure that everyone's going to be comfortable at the end of the day working together still, because sometimes just that little, it may have been something said in the wrong way and someone's taken offence to that, but you've still got to, I suppose, allow people to feel or understand what's happened and to be able to move forward from it as well. So it can get challenging, I suppose, in the, I suppose, resolution side of things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of look at it taken out to a grander level, and you can end up with law courts and all sorts of scenarios. But I still think it's like encouraging to hear that more people are standing up for their rights.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely, you know, you shouldn't just not voice your opinion because you think it might lead to conflict, especially if you're in a compromising situation.
Yeah. I think the key was that you must, or and you should always try and voice it, because at the end of the day, it may have been something that it was just a communication error. Someone's said something that wasn't meant the way.
I absolutely agree with that. My policy is always, if there's a problem, you should go to the person straight away. And if you need to be apologetic, then you need to be apologetic.
Exactly.
Because you know you've done the wrong thing usually. And sometimes it is a breakdown in communication. So I guess what we're wanting to say to everyone listening is that if you feel you're being hard done by, there are managers around in most professions that you can talk to. And you're not alone. Loads of people complain about things every day. And yeah.
I complained about my Maccas this morning.
Oh, what was wrong with it?
Oh, well, it was just the fact I wanted a frappe and they didn't have them. Like, they advertise it.
I'm going for a song.
Hey, punks, you've been scoped by Dirty Harry's Bin Hire. Make our day and fill our bins. At Dirty Harry's Bin Hire, you'll be blown away by our mini skip prices. Dirty hands while you clean up? No way. At Dirty Harry's, we give a pair of gloves with every bin order. Servicing the north, east, west, 7 days a week. Make my day. And call Dirty Harry Bin Hire on 9354-6227. Joy sponsor.
In March 2012, Chill Out Festival brings a splash of colour to the country with Queer Country Pride.
Chill Out Festival returns with loads of festival favourites.
Plus live performances from Roots Blues and old country songstress Cindy Boost and rock covers goddess Michelle Parsons.
Twisted Rodeo, hosted by the ever-amazing Vanessa Wagner.
And introducing the Commitment Project exhibition by Evan Cooper at Sister George Productions.
Get your tickets for all your favourites at chilloutfestival.com.au, and don't forget to book your accommodation too.
Chill Out Festival Labour Day long weekend, March 9th. 9 to 12.
Joy sponsor.
Check into savings of up to 70% on your next hotel booking with checkin.com.au. Choose from 5,000 accommodation listings ranging from luxury five-star hotels to budget motels at checkin.com.au. Check online with checkin.com.au.
Joy sponsor.
Welcome back to Joy Generation Next. You're with Emma, Lee and Em.
Well done.
It is 7:29 p.m. And just while we were playing that song and hearing those community service announcements, I was thinking about an atrocious time of me as a younger version of myself complaining profusely when I went and got my hair cut that The Apprentice, that's the right word. The Apprentice hairdresser was blow-drying my fringe wrong, and I complained so much that I pretty much just reached up and took the hairdryer. And the poor girl was like, you can't do that, I'll get in trouble. I was like, you're not blow-drying my fringe properly. So that's the type of complaint that you probably shouldn't be making.
You know, the same sort of thing happened to me. An apprentice was doing my hair and she parted it on a different side. I always part my hair in the same way pretty much every day, and I didn't say anything. But when I was leaving, I felt really alien, like everything was in reverse.
Did you start walking the other way?
No, I started walking backwards down the street. Yeah.
Doing the moonwalk.
I also realised how much I run my hands through my hair, because a couple of times when I went to do it, it went to the wrong side. I was like, what's going on? Anyway, enough about hair and us being complainers.
Yeah.
Lee, you went to the Minus 18 OMG I'm Queer launch during the week, which I was really bummed out that I didn't get to go to because I had to work.
I tell you, you would have been, you should be disappointed, to be honest. Really disappointed, because it was amazing to see so many people there. And I suppose just to hear some of the stories from, you know, Minus 18 and how well they've done over the last couple of years. You know, I think they said something like they've had 75,000 people who have actually, you know, got onto their page.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing. Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. And, you know, just to get in there and you feel the vibe almost immediately. I remember when I was younger and I didn't really have an outlet to, I suppose, express being gay. And just to see young people having that outlet and being able to, I suppose, get involved with the community, and had the OMG I'm Queer publication now coming out, and it's just fantastic.
Oh, really? I didn't realize there was a publication.
Yeah, there is. I've got a copy I can give you after the show. I think there's going to be a follow-up. I'm not sure.
Yes, apparently there is. They're in the works of doing that now, and so that should be exciting. And I think it's Oh My God, My Friend's Gay. I believe is what it was going to be titled. So, and it's all about the friends aspect, you know, which is going to be awesome as well.
So would that be like bring along a friend? Or?
No, I think it's about, you know, what friends have thought when they found out that, you know, that the individual was gay. And
because there's a lot of testimonials, I think, in OMG I'm Queer, and a lot of people talking about how they came out and how they were received, and overwhelmingly I think it was a really positive message. Oh, look, here's one I prepared earlier.
Yes,
he's got a copy with him.
Oh, wow, it looks really good.
Yeah, it's great. And Micah, who comes in and chats to us all the time, he was an editor, so
it's fantastic. And I think that Micah would probably say, if you want more information, you can go to www.minus18.org.au. Once again, fantastic publication, and I think, like we were talking about before, complaints at work and people being a lot more confident, and I suppose in being able to approach situations, this book is all about, I suppose, helping kids be more confident in themselves.
It sounds like they've just had such a great outpouring of kind of, you know, people joining and people wanting to get really involved, which just shows how like needed it is, but also how fun it is.
Absolutely. And I know Micah was talking last week when he was on the show about, I think it was a friend of his who went to a school counsellor, sort of advisor, and was talking to them about being gay, and they sort of pulled out these dusty old
and it was all hidden
pamphlets from a drawer, and they were like, here you go, and it was really antiquated and not relevant and not updated.
And particularly being pulled out of a dusty drawer, you must feel like, oh, what I'm doing is,
I'm meant to be hiding in that drawer or something. Which is really good. And I mean, we questioned him whether he's going to start, I suppose, bringing it into schools, and that's something that he's looking into as well, which I think is going to be fantastic. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for those who are listening who are sort of in that youth gap under 18, Minus 18 are always having events, dance events, places you can go and meet people that are like-minded your own age.
And it is rocking.
Yeah,
I will tell you that.
And, you know, especially if you're young, and even if you're in a rural setting, it's a really good idea to check it out, because you're definitely not alone, and there's hundreds of thousands of people just like you waiting for you to meet them.
Yeah.
But we're about to go to a song now. And this is a personal favourite of mine, and I'm pausing for the eye rolls.
Cancer Council Victoria invites you to the Gay Men's Prostate Cancer Support Group, a safe environment discussing issues relating to gay men and prostate cancer. This confidential support group is open to all gay men who have a prostate cancer diagnosis. Your partner's welcome. Gay Men's Prostate Cancer Support Group meetings the first Thursday of every month, 6 to 7:30pm at the Also Foundation. For more info, call the Cancer Council helpline on 13 11 20.
Generation Next. Love it.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
The first time I've remembered to do that.
Yes, you're listening to Generation Next. It is 8:15, and we're about to do Gay School, which we do every week. You're listening
except
to
for last week.
Except for last
sorry
week.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's no worries. I'm sorry. I fainted and didn't come to the show. So you're with Emma, and Lee. And tonight on Gay School, we're talking about the two federal MPs, one from the government and one from the opposition, who are considering introducing a civil unions bill into Parliament. So I'm a bit cross about this because...
It's ridiculous.
It's preposterous.
I can't believe they're doing it.
It's just another case of near enough, not nearly being good enough, I think. Yeah. There's a marriage equality inquisition happening very soon, and it's kind of undercutting the whole process of that, I think, because Parliament's, I think, it's resuming either this week or next week, and it's kind of cutting it quite short.
So you think it's trying to, I suppose, get in there before
trying
the...
Trying to undermine, yeah.
Yeah. And then it comes in and goes, well, we've given you this.
So the two MPs are Joel Fitzgibbon and Warren Ench, and Ench has said that his view is that a marriage proposal will not succeed. So he's looking at what can be done. He also said, I'm not going to satisfy the hardliners, but I think it's certainly going to make a difference for a very significant number of gay couples. Well, to me, that's telling a very significant couple number of gay couples and gay youths that they're almost good enough, they're almost equal, but not quite.
Ridiculous.
Pause for reflection.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I don't know. I
think we pause because of the stupidity.
Yeah, well, I mean, Alex Greenwich, who we talk about a lot on the show, has had stuff to say about it as well. And he said, civil union legislation is damaging because it entrenches a second-class status for same-sex couples. It's unnecessary because 80% of Australians already have access to state civil union schemes, and impractical because it would require referrals of powers from the states. So it seems to just be a really empty sort of proposition.
Mm. It's a difficult call, that kind of near enough, good enough. You know, it's kind of like the underlying sort of sentiment is right, but the legal practice and the bureaucracy surrounding it is so outdated that to actually get something happening is near enough, good enough, or, you know, it's quite a...
Do you know what? It's really upsetting because I'm going to a friend's, I suppose I have to call it a ceremony because it's not really a civil unionship or it's not a marriage, but they're at least committing themselves to each other, that they love each other, and it's disappointing that they're not able to actually have that title.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's disappointing. It's unfair. And at the moment, unless Tony Abbott agrees to a conscience vote, it isn't likely that marriage equality will be happening anytime soon. Mm. Which brings me to something that Em mentioned earlier, an ad campaign.
Yeah, yeah. There's a TV commercial that I think is going to be aired nationally from today, which is basically friends and parents and grandparents of people who are gay directing, like staring at a camera and saying, Tony Abbott, please allow a conscience vote for my gay son or lesbian daughter or whichever other LGBTI identification somebody has to be able to marry. And I thought that was a really, really interesting kind of campaign to actually personalise Tony Abbott as sort of a figurehead, which, I mean, of course he is, but on the other hand, it's not appealing to a broader public. It's actually going right to the source and saying... Please allow
me. I think it's great. And I don't know if you guys have heard of Shelley Argent, but she's a mother of two sons, one of whom is gay and one of whom is straight. And she created a sort of viral YouTube campaign called I Expect Better. And it was the theory behind it was making sort of a 30-second to 2-minute video to post it on YouTube in response to her video and directing it to the politician that you felt was behaving in a really homophobic way. So a lot of people made these videos and they said, you know, Julia Gillard, I expect better. And then they said, why? Mm. So you ended up with all these videos of young people from, you know, straight people, gay people, everyone making these videos saying why they expected better and why they expected everyone to be treated equally regardless of their sexuality. And I think it's a really great and really potent tool to use people like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think that perhaps kind of a general constituency of people who are, I don't know, potentially against gay marriage might be an older generation. So to have that older generation who are parents of young people who are whichever kind of identification that they may be is also really effective to be kind of targeting that age group as well and
Absolutely.
Saying, look, I believe in this and I am of this generation.
And it was so great listening to Shelley, and you'll have to forgive me because I haven't seen the video for a while and I forget exactly what she was saying, but I believe the gist of it was – you know, Julie Gillard, I have two sons. Why does one of them deserve rights that the other one doesn't have access to? And it was really, really emotive when I was listening to it, and just a really good campaign. But yeah, so that's happening at the moment. And hopefully, you know, these MPs don't introduce the bill. They let the marriage equality inquiry sort of run its course before they do that. At least give it a chance.
Mm. Anyway, so if you're listening, spread your opinions too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would always encourage anyone who's listening that has, you know, a bone of contention to contact their local member for parliament, because that's the way you get, you know, social and political positive change, is by having a voice and using it.
And being active.
Being active, absolutely.
Absolutely. Can I lead on from that?
Yes, absolutely.
Nicely segues into another article that I found, which is that the Federal Department of Human Services is actually asking for recommendations and personal stories to help improve service delivery to LGBTI individuals and the community as a whole, which completely ties in with what we were saying about contacting complaints and contacting your local MP. God, we're kind of sings tonight.
Yeah, wow,
just integrating well together. But I thought that was kind of really heartening to look at as well. Kind of how basically, from what I understand, Tanya Plibersek, who was in that office, set up kind of a consultation group, and this is what they advised in order to actually get the views of the community themselves, to hear about any kind of things that they've found with service delivery from the government, like Medicare or Centrelink or whatnot, and how that they would like to see that improved. I just think it's a really great initiative, and again, would encourage people to kind of make a stance and state their opinion.
Mm. So another thing that we wanted to talk about tonight, unfortunately, we're still giving this airtime, is Margaret Court, who has come out saying, well, she's ruffled even more feathers, really. Who'd have thought? When she told the Sunday Herald Sun that she believes, her and her invisible psychology degree, that homosexuality may be the result of child abuse. So Margaret's grounds for this claim is that many, many gay and lesbian men and women she knew of had suffered abuse, which she believes caused them to be attracted to the same sex. And when the reporter asked her point blank whether she believed sexual abuse led to homosexuality, her reply was, yes, you look at a lot of them, that's happened.
I'm sorry, but if she's completely against, I suppose, people being gay and thinks that it's a choice, etc. But these people who, I suppose, she knows are gay and lesbians, why would they even divulge this information to her? This is something that I would talk to my friend about. I wouldn't say, oh yeah, Margaret, I've been molested, you know what I mean? And on top of that, the amount of straight people that have also been molested is probably still just as high, if not higher. Mm. So,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. I know that she supports conversion therapy, and we've actually had someone in before who's spoken about conversion therapy and how detrimental it is to a human psyche. It's just this really awful thing, and there's all different ways of doing it, but essentially it's trying to, I guess you could
mind-wash,
say, beat the gay out of someone, whether it's mentally, physically, or, you know, emotionally. And I don't know. I think it's just such a sad thing to say, and I think it's so awful. And I was actually reading this really great blog about it today, and I wanted to read some of it aloud because I thought it was really important.
Tell us about it.
I'm going to tell you about it. And it's written by Ben Pobgy. And I think the reason I like it so much is because here's someone like Margaret Court, who's getting a lot of airtime, saying these really negative things to kids who are gay and lesbian around Australia, and giving them the idea that there are real life people who think they don't deserve to express their love and to be treated equally. And it just doesn't sit right with me. So Ben's written this great blog, and I'm going to read, you know, verbatim from it because it's just so good. He said, Margaret Court is a bad person. She's not just a lovable, daffy old goose who's not quite up to date. She's not a great Australian who deserves respect, despite what some un-PC views. She's not your grandma. She's nasty, she's hateful, and she wants to ruin the lives of perfectly nice, decent human beings purely to satisfy her superstitions. She's a bad person, and it's important that we remember this. So what Ben's saying is that Margaret Court seems to be hiding behind this idea of free speech when really, we should be calling a bigot, and if she was saying it about other, you know, ostracised members of the community, it might not be so accepted.
Agree.
I've run on off on a tangent, and I've gone for too long, so we're just going to play some CSAs. We'll be back in a moment.
presents the Midsummer Premiere Events. 22 spectacular events over 22 days, showcasing the best of the Midsummer Festival. From performing and visual arts to literature, community events and parties. Grab your Premiere Events guide on board any Melbourne tram and get your tickets from midsummer.org.au. And remember, a tram weighs as much as 30 rhinos. So look, listen, be alert around trams this midsummer.
Joy sponsor.
Russell has spent the last 3 months scouring the country to find Australia's most eligible single women. And now it's your turn to decide who will be the 2012 BOY Bachelorette of the Year. Head to lottl.com and vote now by texting the name of your favourite Bachelorette of the Year to 0466 907 017. The 2012 Lottl Boy Award. For more details, see lottl.com. LOTL.com.
So, you're looking at going to Mardi Gras this year and think that the best way to get there is to book a cheap flight? But how cheap is it really? Add in the cab fares to and from the airport or long-term parking, paying for extra baggage and all the other extras, and that cheap flight has just cost you a whole lot more. Take the expense out of your Mardi Gras experience and get on board the Joy Mardi Gras bus instead. For only $195 return, Joy will get you from Melbourne to Sydney in a luxury air-conditioned coach so that you can sit back, relax and enjoy the ride. There's only 40 seats and they're selling fast. So see the Joy Mardi Gras banner at joy.org.au. You for more details.
Hi guys, welcome back to Generation Next. It's 7:56 and we are very close to finishing up. I just wanted to read the sort of the second last paragraph of the blog post that we were reading before about Margaret Court by Ben Pobje, which I found very inspiring.
The whole thing's great.
It was really, really well written. And I thought that given often on Gay School, the things that we talk about are a bit heavy, it'd be nice to finish on a note like this. And basically he says, the history of the human race is the long, slow, painful story of society trying to catch up to decency. We're closer than ever and there's still far to go, but we're going to get there. We'll reach that peak as long as we know when confronted by the bigots and hate mongers who want to drag us backwards, to shout aloud, to call them what they are, take them head on, swat them aside like the petty mosquitoes that they are and leave them in the dust where they can't hinder us anymore. And move on we will. Margaret Court and her cohorts lash out like this because they know we're winning and they're losing, and every time they scream about immortality or redefining marriage, it's nothing but the strangled yelp of a battered old dog who knows it's never going to win this fight.
Thanks, Ben. I just think it's so great. And, you know, if you guys listening at home would like to check out Ben's blog, it's Ben Pobje's Wonderful World of Objects. So I'm sure if you type that into Google, it'll take you to the right place. So
you'll find it.
You'll find it. Look, guys, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Lee.
And everyone at home, thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
And if you're listening next week, you can SMS in or call us.
Yes, please. We'd love to hear from you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.